guidance for the mindful breath body practice, which is a sitting meditation preceded by some gentle and simple stretches. The instructions for the stretches are assuming a standing posture, but remember that you can adapt all of these instructions for a chair, so making that choice now. And also perhaps getting the meditation seat ready, so whether we're using a straight back chair or a stool or cushions, preparing our meditation place at the outset, and then having done that, coming to stand. Standing in a clear space with clothing that allows us to move. And just coming to stand, feeling the way the feet connect with the ground beneath us. Maybe stretching the toes out a bit. Easing the feet to be feeling broad and rooted into the ground beneath us. And sensing the way the legs rise up from the feet, holding the body weight, the way the pelvic bone rests on the legs and the way the spine curves out of the pelvic bone, up and up, arriving finally at the head, which is balanced at the top. So just scanning through the body, standing here, perhaps feeling the breath moving in the chest and abdomen. And if we like, as we breathe out, we could imagine a softening through the shoulders, the arms, and with the next outward breath, we could soften through the chest and belly. So the body feels firm, strong, upright, but there's no need for any extra tension. So also inviting a sense of comfort into the body. And as we stand here in this mountain posture, just standing, firm. Bring into mind that the whole intention behind these stretches is to simply invite awareness into the body. And to notice what happens when we do that, inviting the awareness to the movements and then the stillness between the movements. So it's not about learning to be flexible or strong. It's simply about giving our attention to our body in a kind and interested way, so that there's a real sense of curiosity behind all of this. And also, very importantly, a sense of kindness and wisdom. So taking charge of all of the movements and deciding what isn't right for you. Deciding when to stop on any particular stretch and when to completely omit it from the sequence, so that we keep a sense of what's right for us, keep that choice, which means listening deeply to what our body is saying moment by moment. So with this in mind, moving into the first stretch, which involves lifting both arms very slowly out to the side, so from the thighs up towards the sides of the body, going towards the horizontal, and then opening the palms and fingers so they begin to stretch here, and then carry on, if it's okay in your shoulders, lifting the arms gently up and stopping whenever you feel that's enough, but taking the arms upwards towards the ceiling as if the fingers could stretch out and reach up, and the arms, the lower arms and upper arms, opening outwards, upwards, but being prepared to stop if the shoulders hurt if there's any discomfort in the neck or lower back. And just experiencing this stretch through the arms, through the body, perhaps even linking up with the feet. So there's a sense that the whole body is gently stretching up towards the sky above, even the fingers, and breathing. Maybe feeling how the breath deepens as we move into this stretch. And on an out breath, gently and slowly starting to bring the arms down, quite slowly, so we can feel the weight of the arms as they move through the horizontal plane, and then through the rest of that movement down towards the thighs. And then let the arms simply hang from the shoulders, perhaps even sensing the weight of the arms as we let go. The body standing firm, the legs holding us. Maybe closing the eyes for a moment and feeling into the effect of that stretch. Breathing. And then for the second stretch, just taking first the left arm and bringing that arm up slowly, up in the same way, just the left arm up towards the ceiling. Again, stopping whenever you feel that's sufficient for your body, but beginning to lean over onto the right leg so that the left foot becomes lighter and lighter, and until eventually just the toes and the ball of the foot on the left leg are touching the ground. So it's as if we could stretch up a bit higher, as if, almost as if we could reach up to an apple that's hanging just above our hand, stretching up towards the ceiling, as if we could take the apple down from a high branch above us. So feeling that long diagonal stretch from the hand right the way through down to the left foot, and then gently and slowly bringing the weight back into both legs and starting to bring the hand down slowly, down, all the way down, and coming to rest by the side. And then once again dropping into stillness. Perhaps this time closing the eyes to notice the left, the right side. Only closing the eyes if the balance feels okay. Otherwise just half closing and looking down. Tuning into the body. The left arm, the right arm. And with an out breath, releasing from that stillness and moving into the other side. So bringing the right arm up slowly, remembering to stop whenever you feel it's right to stop, but taking the arm up towards the sky, towards the ceiling, and then beginning to lean over onto the left foot so that the toes and the ball of the right foot are just left on the ground. So reaching up as if to take another apple from above us, above the head, maybe looking up gently, just the eyes, not the neck, looking up to see the apple and stretching up as far as feels comfortable, and then bringing the hand down. So coming back into both legs, weighting up the other leg, and bringing the arm down slowly towards our side, and then releasing. And coming to stand once again, just standing, both arms now resting. Maybe sensing how the breath has deepened from that movement, maybe not. Just checking out the body in this moment. Breathing freely. And then, if we've had the eyes a bit closed or half closed, opening them up and beginning with some gentle rolling exercises. Beginning with the shoulders, so let the arms just drop from the shoulder joints, but begin to bring the wings of the shoulders forwards so that the back feels a stretch, an opening, and the chest feels a closing. And then begin to lift the shoulders up towards the ceiling and then back, so that the chest opens and the shoulder blades begin to almost pinch behind, and then dropping the shoulders down. So the shoulders are making a large circling movement, coming forwards and then up and then back and then down. Just repeating that a few times more, going forwards and up and back and down, moving quite slowly. And if you like, you can add the breath to this. So as you breathe in, the shoulders move forward and up. And as you breathe out, the shoulders could move down, back and down. So breathing with this gentle rolling motion. The arms just hanging all this time, limp from the shoulder joint. As the shoulders rise up, move back and fall gently down. And then reversing that whole movement sequence, so that this time the shoulders move back first, the chest opening, the shoulder blades pinching, then moving up, and then slightly forwards before falling down in the front. So this is maybe a slightly more awkward feeling movement. But doing the best we can just to get into this sense of the shoulders rolling and easing, the muscles, the joints easing into flow. Maybe bringing the breath in if you like. So the in-breath as the shoulders go up, the out-breath as the shoulders come down. So back and up on the in-breath, forward and down on the out-breath. And don't worry if the breath seems to get deeper when we do this. It's quite natural that this might encourage a deeper breath. Just let the body breathe as it seems to want to as we move, rolling the shoulders and coming to rest. And then doing the same kind of roll, but this time with the hips, and taking very great care of our back. So only going as far as feels comfortable in the back, but bringing the hands onto the hips and beginning to move quite slowly and with quite small circular motions. If you remember the hula hoops, it's that kind of movement as we bring the whole area of the pelvic bone round, starting clockwise. So moving the hips round in a circular motion, taking the hips back and then forward as we circle. We're loosening up, feeling all the different muscles in the back, in the legs. So as we circle the hips, all of those muscles adjusting, coming into tension and releasing. So bringing attention gently into the body as we do this, moving slow enough to feel the various transitions. It's curious to notice the soles of the feet as we do this, and how it almost feels like a foot massage as we roll the hips round. The weight in the feet just changes continuously. So tuning in, and then taking the hips the other way round. So reversing that movement and round slowly, bringing awareness into the body. Maybe enjoying a sense of stretch, breathing as fully as we want to as we do this. And then coming to stillness, letting the arms drop to the side, And just one more rolling exercise, and this time that's involving the head and the neck. And it's very, very important that during this exercise we don't take the head back. We don't crunch up the back of the neck. That's not good for it. So this instruction involves bringing the head first forwards, as if the chin could just rest on the chest. And then as if you could lay the right ear onto the right shoulder. It won't reach that far, but as if you could take the ear towards that shoulder, gently, slowly, feeling the stretch in the neck on the left side. And from this position, simply float the head back up to level and stop. And then we can take the head down towards the chest again, but this time taking the head the other way, so that it's the left ear moving towards the left shoulder, feeling the stretch this time on the right side of the neck, and then floating the head back up. So this is the kind of movement that the head is going to make. But we can then join these two things up. So if we move the right ear down towards the right shoulder, not too far, just gently, then let the head roll forwards towards the chest and keep going past the center line so the left ear begins to move towards the left shoulder. And then from there we float the head back up to level and then carry on. So this carrying on with the right ear to the right shoulder, roll the head round, so the left ear comes to the left shoulder, and float the head up. Just doing that once more. Right ear down, roll the head forward and round in a big circle, then simply float it up to level. And for completion, we'll go the other way round. So this time the left ear to the left shoulder, the chin rolls round the chest, so the right ear comes towards the right shoulder, and then float the head up to level. The left ear going towards the left shoulder, rolling the chin round towards the chest and round, so the right ear comes to the right shoulder, and float the head up. And then coming to stop, breathing. And gently giving your body any other stretches that it seems to be asking for in this moment. It might be the fingers, it might be loosening the knees, might be doing something with the shoulders or arms. So just seeing what it is that your body would appreciate in the way of movement before we stop the stretching part of this practice. So just loosening up in a way that feels helpful. Maybe shaking out a bit. Listening deeply to what the body's asking for and seeing if that's possible to give it. And then coming to stillness just for a moment, bringing to mind that we're going to move from the standing to the sitting, and making the transition to sitting part of the practice. So bringing awareness gently and easily to the whole process of sitting the body down in posture. So finding our seat, arriving in this new posture, settling down, and also in a sense settling up. So feeling that the body could just drop into the seat, the legs can just fall into the floor. It's a whole sense of the body being held by the support beneath it. A real sense of giving our weight to the support. So we do really arrive. here. And yet at the same time, the inner core of our body, the spine, can rise up without any strain. There's a sense of elegance in the spine, rising up with its curve through to the neck, and sensing how the head is balanced in a graceful way, just balanced at the top of the spine. Sensing perhaps very slightly an opening in the back of the neck without any strain, an openness, like the sense of a swan gliding on a lake, the curving neck rising high without any strain, with grace. A sense of wakefulness coming into the body as we do this, perhaps. And with each outward breath, if we choose, we could invite a softening through the shoulders, through the chest and tummy, and through the face and hands. So these areas don't need to be active, they can all release. So coming to settle, inviting awareness into the body. And reviewing just simply the intention of the practice. So just bringing that to mind. To meet our experience moment by moment. To use the breath or body sensations as a guide, as a way of feeling present, and to notice the play of the mind, sometimes called the monkey mind or the puppy mind, running off again and again, and seeing if it's possible to patiently, with kindness, wake up to that, and if possible, if it feels okay, invite our attention back into the present moment through the breath, or through body sensations. And to do this without striving, without struggling, just to practice that skill of noticing, choosing, arriving back. And then gathering our attention now around the breath moving in the body. We might like to close the eyes, we might like to leave them open. See what's best for us in this practice. But bringing our attention gently and clearly as we can, to the breath movements. Maybe even placing a hand very, very lightly on the body somewhere where we sense the breath is moving. So we can literally follow that movement with the hand. We might be surprised to find the movement isn't quite as we thought it would be. So following that movement very carefully, either with the hand or with the mind, sensing its shape, its pattern. And following the in-breath all the way in, noticing the pause, and then following the out-breath all the way out. So we can also begin to notice the duration, the length of each breath in and each breath out. And then seeing if the breath can be sort of felt in other parts of the body. So maybe beginning at the nostrils, sensing as best we can the breath here. And then moving down into the throat or the upper chest and noticing any sense of the breath moving or sensing the sensations connected with the breath in this part of the body, the upper chest, the throat. Perhaps moving our hand there to see if there's any sense of movement there as we breathe in and breathe out. And then moving the hand down or moving our attention down to the rib cage and any sense of the movement here in the chest. And then further down in the soft part of the abdomen, just sensing any breath movement here. The displacement effect, the body moving as we breathe in and breathe out. And if these movements are really tiny or hardly there at all, don't worry, just doing our best to notice what is there. And if for any reason the breath is problematic in this moment, we could choose to anchor our attention not through the breath but through the sense of our body sitting on the seat, the feet on the floor. So we could use these clear experiences of touch, the feet on the ground, the seat of the chair, as an alternative anchor point for our mind. But if the breath isn't problematic, bringing our attention to the breath in this kind of way, with this intention, that it can be a steadying anchor for the mind, something to bring our attention towards. And when it gets lost, a place to come back to. And we can do that again and again. So in the short silences that follow, bring the intention to stay with the breath as best we can. And when we notice the mind has gone off into dreams, sleep, or thoughts, when we notice that, to wake up as best we can and see if we're willing to bring it back into the breath moving in our body. To come back into the present moment, using the breath as the anchor, as a source of interest. Gently, with a kind curiosity, noticing the breath moving. Noticing the way the mind wanders, remembering that that's completely natural. But practicing the art of inviting it back. And then as we next breathe out, moving into a slightly different phase of practice where, as well as the breath, we could use the body and its sensations as the focus for our interest, focus for our curiosity. So gently opening now to whole sense of the body in the chair, on the cushion, sensing the bend of the knees, the way the legs feel, the way the arms drop from the shoulders, and perhaps how the hands are resting in the lap or on the legs. The whole sense of the torso sitting, the spine holding the head. So gently scanning through the whole posture as we breathe in and breathe out. Maybe noticing how far we can feel the physical effect of the breath moving through our body. Can we, for example, sense the shoulders and the tops of the arms ever so slightly moving as we breathe in and breathe out? And if not, that's okay, but just bringing that kind of curiosity into the shoulders or the back ribs. And even into the seat, sometimes there's a sense that as we breathe, there's a slight sense of the breath moving in the whole pelvic area and then into the legs. So in doing this, we can just gently tune into the whole body as we breathe. And if particular sensations reach out to us from any part of the body, we could choose to just go gently to those places and explore, dwell in those places and tune in to the detail. Maybe using the breath as a background anchor, a steadying influence. And if in this part of the practice or any other part we feel discomfort, intensity, we have choices to, well, simply perhaps move with awareness, move the body, if that might help. But we might wish to use this opportunity to explore the sensations themselves. That's another choice. Sensing the shape, or whether the sensations of discomfort are constant or pulsing. And perhaps if we wish, we could imagine our breath flowing into that zone of the body as a way of kind of holding the experience gently. And another choice is to simply move our attention somewhere that feels more comfortable. And always, of course, coming back to the breath, if that feels okay, returning back to the breath as a place of certainty, and then opening once again to the whole body. Just as it is right now. And as we listen to the sound of the bells bringing the practice towards a close, we might like to take a slightly deeper inward breath, feeling the slight stretching in the body as the breath flows in a bit more deeply. And then as we release the breath, letting the whole body melt, release, rest downwards. So breathing in, breathing out, resting the body. And if possible, taking our time before we move on to the next activity in our day or evening, giving ourselves a chance to settle after the practice.